A big transition is underway in Normal as retiring city manager Mark Peterson turns things over to his top deputy and now successor, Pam Reese. Reese was named the next city manager late last month, only the third person to ever hold the job after long tenures by Peterson and his predecessor, Dave Anderson. GLT's Ryan Denham sat down with Reese to talk about walking into a tight budget year, transparency in government, and Uptown Normal's future.
Things are in the works now in terms of transitioning. He's been sharing a lot of information with me, and we've been tag-teaming in terms of attending a variety of meetings. Mark represents the town in a number of organizations, and so I've had the opportunity now to go along with him and start getting caught up on where all of his initiatives are.
And once you move into the top job, I think you start April 2nd, do you expect to hire a deputy or an assistant city manager to replace yourself at that point?
That will be eventually in the works. Right now, during this transition, I think what we'll do is use internal staff for an interim period of time until we can get settled in, determine specifically what skills and duties we want to assign to that the next assistant or deputy, and then move forward from there. So there will be a little bit of time before we actually begin recruitment.
How much time are you thinking? Because I think a lot of people will be paying attention to that search process, just because what we know from history is that the people hired into those jobs, it's a very important job, because ultimately you might become city manager one day. The town of Normal kind of has that kind of history.
I anticipate it could be maybe 6 months or so. The reason being, we've got a number of transitions going on in our organization. And as you know, with the budget, we've eliminated some positions. Some of those positions are coming from the administrative area of the town. And so with those, the loss of those positions and reassigning of duties, I think we just need to make sure we are going forward in the right way, defining the job description, the duties that we need, and the skills. And so we'll use an internal staff person to help through that process.
Next year's budget is expected to be a pretty lean one for Normal. You're trying to close a $3 million projected budget deficit for the next fiscal year, 2019. You're already making plans to cut 25 staff positions, looking at some other things like cutting the Martin Luther King Jr. banquet, cutting the print newsletter the town sends out, saving a few chunks of money here and there. What are some things that Normal residents might notice have been cut, and what are some of the things you can cut that maybe won't be noticed?
Well, through this process, we're certainly going through some belt tightening, and that does force us to be a little bit more efficient and cautious, and hopefully that won't necessarily impact services at all. People won't notice that. One area that I think people could notice is the elimination of the Dropbox recycling program, which we intend to move forward with. That program does serve a portion of the community that currently doesn't have access to curbside recycling. So with the loss of that program, we want to make sure we can pick up the pieces elsewhere. So that will be sort of a puzzle piece kind of thing that we take to council and find solutions for. But in general, through this process, although it's very difficult to lose staff, and not a situation we'd like to be in, we do hope that the impact to the community is relatively minimal. We do have a plan to eliminate and reduce some of our grant funding. For example, the Harmon Arts grant, we intend to drop that by 50% for the time being. In addition, the loss of the Bone Historic Preservation grant, so that does impact some folks, certainly.
What's your approach to staff morale going to be as the new city manager? You're going to have fewer people, but probably the same amount of work or close to it. How do you absorb that without burning people out?
Well, it is. It's going to have to be something that we are cautious, that we are keeping track of. In addition, we've told the city council that there may be things that we can't continue to do because we are not staffed appropriately. I think for all intents and purposes, though, that to be able to perform our services at the level we have been, I think we're still in very good shape.
How would you describe your personal leadership style?
You know, I don't know that I can absolutely define a specific style. I would say that my style probably is dependent on the situation, honestly. And that probably goes for most folks. You can't come in and handle every situation identical. But I'd like to believe that my approach does hopefully push people to look to do things better, that every day we can be better at something, and encourage development of our staff to take on new projects, new challenges, to again think critically and analytically on how can we be better.
You got your master's degree in public administration from Western Michigan University, and then got the job here working for the town of Normal in the early 1990s. Why were you drawn to work in local government?
Actually, my undergraduate degree is in business. I was a finance major and accounting minor. And when I graduated from Western Michigan with my undergraduate degree, I went back to my hometown and went to work for an insurance company for a short period of time, and then in the financial services industry. Through that process, realized that wasn't my passion. That wasn't something I could see myself doing for about 45 years, you know, when you look ahead at a career. And was somewhat familiar with a family friend who was involved with local government, and started to understand, you know, what that role is. What does that mean? And really thought that's something I'd like to get into. What's the best way I can do that? And determined that going back to school and getting my master's degree in public administration might be the best way. And so I went back to school full time, got my master's degree, and then sort of the rest is history. In fact, I came down for an interview and was offered the position, and have been here ever since. And part of the reason why staying with Normal, it's been an incredible opportunity that I had not anticipated back in the early 90s when I came here. But I've had an opportunity to be involved in so many different things. And in reality, the growth of Normal, not just physically in terms of expansion, but in terms of the changes that have happened in the community have just been remarkable. And I've had an opportunity to participate in so much of that.
And you're the first woman to become a city manager in Bloomington or Normal in our long history. And we talked a little bit about this, you and I, at the announcement back in January. But can you talk a little bit more about that distinction and what you've seen in the world of local government since you joined that industry in the early 90s?
When I first started in our profession here in Normal, the group that we participate in terms of professional membership is the International City and County Management Association and the Illinois City Management Association. And early 90s, there weren't that many females that attended the meetings. There were some female city managers, village managers typically up in the metro area, but none downstate at that time. There has been growth in female leadership at the municipal government level, both city and county, and I'm just proud to be part of that group. I'm very excited.
What's your philosophy taking over this new job on transparency? That's a topic that's obviously near and dear to my heart as a member of the media, but members of the public, your typical resident, probably has some pretty strong interest in transparency as well.
I think we do certainly a respectable job at being as transparent as we can, but again, my philosophy is we can always do better. So there's probably things that we haven't done that we could do better, things that we can improve upon that we are doing. My approach would be one of the things I think that we need to focus on is how can we best communicate? And these days, there's so many different ways to communicate with residents, and not everyone reads the newspaper these days, or not everyone listens to a local station, a TV station or such, or even participates in social media. So there's so many different approaches to communicating with residents. And so I think that will be one of the challenges, to figure out how can we best communicate, share our story, respond to inquiries and such, and do the best we can.
Normal's town council is sort of infamous for its short meetings. Maybe not as much discussion in the open as we see down the street with the Bloomington City Council. Do you think is that an indicator at all of a lack of transparency, that decisions are being made preliminarily behind closed doors, or how should we read that?
I would hope that's not the case, but certainly I could understand why someone might think that decisions might be made that way, and that would be very unfortunate because that isn't what's happening. I would like to believe that we're providing lots of great information to the City Council in advance. We provide very thorough reports, in my opinion. But again, I think if there's some concerns that we're not sharing enough information publicly, or if there's curiosity on how the City Council reached a decision, perhaps we can do better in terms of sharing that information. You know, our reports that staff prepares for the City Council are available online prior to a council meeting, and I do believe our staff does an exceptional job in gathering information and providing thorough and detailed information so the council can make adequate decisions based on the information they have. But certainly, if we need to expand upon that, we will.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Pam Reese, the incoming city manager for the town of Normal. The next stage of the Uptown Normal redevelopment appears to be the Trail East project. As you heard, I'm sure, over the last month or so, some Uptown business owners and residents have raised concerns about whether this mixed-use development will require the knocking down of three older buildings that line mm-hmm. Buford Street. What's the sense that you got from the council when they discussed it a few weeks ago? And what's your approach to this tension in Uptown between developments and looking to the future and also some historic preservation?
Well, certainly there's a balance. We do want to balance it. And I think Normal has done a pretty good job of that in recent years. In fact, many of the buildings that have been designated or have some sort of historic value have undergone a facade improvement and such just to improve the building. Of course, the Normal Theater, we don't even really have to talk about that. That's exceptional. But the next project on that northeast quadrant of the circle, so to speak, you know, we'll have to talk to the developer. We haven't even met yet, but we will be talking soon about design concepts, and then we'll have to evaluate what the possibilities can be. And if council determines that the buildings at the 100 block of Buford should be preserved, then we'll have to see if we can work around that. At this point, no decisions have been made. The original plan for Uptown redevelopment, adopted way back in 2001, did indicate that those buildings would be gone and replaced with a newer structure. So it is the original design concept. And that's even a strong word because it hasn't even been designed yet. But in terms of the proposal and the developer's response, did comply with the plan, but no final designs have been made yet.
I think it's fair to say that Normal has a reputation for being aggressive on economic development incentives for businesses, either getting them to come here or getting existing businesses to expand in some way. In your mind, what's the right balance between enticing businesses to invest here, but not, you know, giving away the farm to get to that point?
Well, I can say there's probably no specific formula, honestly. And every project is unique and is going to have to be looked at in terms of the investment and what's the cost versus what's the benefit. Moving forward, I think much of the investment decisions that the council and the town staff are evaluating is long-term, and we say economic development, but really we're focusing on job creation and investment in our community, investment not just being public investment, but private investment. If it's creating jobs, then what? What do those individuals have? How can those individuals then who are earning their living, how will they impact the community and invest in terms of housing and such? And so it's a much broader picture with no specific formula. It just is an individual view of each project.
But in that formula, jobs is sort of paramount, it sounds like?
Absolutely. I think jobs and just keeping people in terms of you want to have people here, present. And, you know, with that comes the investment in wanting to be here, the investment in earning an income and raising a family, perhaps investing in cultural arts. And so I think it's all much part of a bigger picture.
The relationship between Bloomington and Normal took a bit of a hit last year with the Metro Zone dispute. This is over a tax sharing agreement that Bloomington wanted to exit. That cost Normal some money. So I want to ask, how much of a priority is it for you to improve and build upon that relationship between the town and the city of Bloomington?
It has to be a high priority. honestly. You know, we can't, in terms of economic development or almost any initiative, you can't look at boundaries.
What do you think of a shared sales tax between the city of Bloomington and the town of Normal? It's something that's been kicked around as a possible way to mitigate poaching retailers from one community to the other, being mm-hmm. one example. But what do you think of that idea generally?
I think it's certainly something that should be discussed, if possible. I think Normal's open to this discussion. I would hope Bloomington would be open to the discussion. You know, it's hard to make a decision when you haven't had a dialogue about it. So I think that it does, that concept is worth greater discussion.
All right. So this is, since this is kind of a getting to know you thing for our listeners who want to hear from the new city manager in Normal, I'm going to end this discussion with a rapid fire round. Quick answers, quick questions. Favorite local restaurant?
Oh my goodness, there's so many. I'm going to have to say Distill.
Favorite character on NBC's Parks and Recreation, which is sort of the seminal television program about local government work?
Oh my goodness. I've watched it, but I can't remember names, so.
Favorite local restaurant or watering hole that is no longer around, but that you liked maybe when you first got to town?
Well, I really liked Rocky's Hamburgers.
Where was that?
Well, Rocky's was pretty much the site where Children's Discovery Museum is right now. I used to go down there for burgers and fries for lunch occasionally.
What is your favorite thing about Bloomington that you're kind of sort of jealous about that they have that Normal doesn't?
Well, I really we're big fans of the Pepsi Ice Center.
Okay, this is GLT, so I'm like legally obligated to ask, do you own a bike and do you like to ride bikes?
I own two bikes, and yes, I like to ride bikes.
You've got a Saturday off. It's midsummer. You've got the whole day free to do whatever the heck you want. How do you spend it?
I probably start the day with a walk with the dog, spend a little time at the pool if it's a nice, sunny, warm day, and then probably meet my husband for some dinner.
Dave Anderson got a park and aquatic center named after him when he retired. What do you want to name after Mark Peterson?
That would be super secret. Can't share with that. No, actually, I don't know. But that's a decision up to the city council.
That's Pam Reese, the incoming city manager for the town of Normal. She starts the job April 2nd. I'm Ryan Denham.
Reese was chosen for the job after a nationwide search that resulted in 49 applicants. The town paid a recruitment firm $20,000 to help with that search that ultimately led to Reese, already the town's number two administrator. Mark Peterson's last day is Friday, March 30th. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.